Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today, we'll continue the discussion of marijuana in terms of its homeopathic use, which is not quite the same as medical marijuana, since now we're moving into the realm of microdilutions. With a homeopathic dose of something, the original substance is diluted to and even beyond the point where there should be anything left but water. Yet we see there are effects left in the water itself. The concept of side effects is completely changed as well, as these will be either very subtle, only felt by the susceptible, and/or only experienced with repeated doses of a high potency, which in homeopathy means more dilute. So, to prescribe something in homeopathy, we carefully observe the patient, listen to them, and pay attention to what we as the practitioner are feeling. So after taking the patient's case, we'll have the patient's story written down, as well as our impressions, either written down or in our memory. Then we match this with the symptom picture in a homeopathic materia medica. So with cannabis, the botanical term for marijuana, we'll see certain symptoms, signs, and themes. The trick as a practitioner is getting to any particular useful remedy, as there's so many to choose from. Perhaps in the case of cannabis, you could possibly see that the patient used pot recreationally a lot, but not always will you see this. Anyway, here are some of the indications for giving homeopathic cannabis sativa to a patient. A theme of poverty, exaggeration of time, history of gonorrhea or bladder infections, shamelessness in terms of revealing secrets or not having the usual boundaries in discussion. There could be cloudy thinking, excessive talkativeness, long stories with little relevance, and a background of taking political action. The person may feel persecuted easily, and with cannabis indica, there's more of an aggressiveness compared to sativa's mellow feel. Indica could also be arrogant compared to sativa. In a child needing this remedy, we may see a history of pot use by a parent, and now there may be learning or attention issues in the child. So again, to prescribe homeopathically, we must carefully match the patient's symptoms with those symptoms written down in a materia medica of remedies. A smaller number of people will respond to a homeopathic dose, yet those who do could possibly see a real profound response. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.